Neil, a frustrating afternoon, I guess.
Just frustrating. Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't think it was a great game. I thought it was a tough competitive game, typical championship game. I thought there were little bits of quality in between from both sides. But I thought a draw would have been a fair result, if I'm honest. You know, and I thought the goal, you know, that they scored, I think the free kick that was given to them should have been given to us. You know, and there were a couple of things that happened before. There were an handball just before it as well. And then obviously with two penalty appeals turned down when perhaps we should have had a penalty. And but we got in front of goal enough times to nick something. But like I said, you know, we've got to start putting them chances in.
Does the frustration from the players, does that almost break up their flow of play, if you like? Because there were decisions going against you left, right and centre today.
Well, there was, and you know, and you can't say too much, you know, about officials and referees and things like that, but you know, you're just asking for parity. That's all you're asking for. You know, the rubber, the green, when the decision's 50-50 and it can go either way, you just want some to go your way. You know, and that wasn't the case today. But I know it's a difficult job. I know it's tough, you know, because you've got to make decisions and you've got to spur in the moment. You haven't got the hindsight of, you know, the replay. But there's certain things you've got to get right.
Looking at the game, you changed the formation today. Tell us why you did that.
Yeah, just, you know, we're at home. I thought we've been playing well. We just wanted to make the running. You know, we wanted to put two strikers up there. You know, we want to try and get after at Brentford, and you know, and I thought it was a game that I thought we did enough in. I thought we did enough to get something out of, but obviously we played better, if I'm honest. But you know, like I said, we did enough, and you know, we've got to try and keep the boys buoyant now and upbeat.
You got another game on Tuesday night. There's no time to dwell on this. You've got to get back on the horse and go.
Well,
again.
Exactly. I mean, if we'd have got something out of this game today, we still got to go to Reading and get something. You know, that's not going to change. So we just got to put our heads back on, see where the lads are, and go again.
Silvestri made some good saves in the first half. You got caught on the break a little bit in the first half. Did that concern you?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, but they're a good side. You know, a good passing side. You know, and they've got this way of playing, and they get Pritchard on the ball at the top of it, and then you get Jota coming off the line, and Bellas coming off the line, and they're good at what they do. But like I said, I mean, I think we toughed it out, and I thought we did enough. I thought we did enough to get something out of it.
And looking at the chances at the end, Billy Sharp and Edgar Channing threw him on for his debut.
Yeah.
What have you made of him so far? I know we've not seen much of him on the
field. It's difficult to judge him, to be fair. I mean, he's only been here 2 minutes and he's had like 5 minutes of a training session, you know, last week, and you know, he's had a bit of a week's training session, but not much. You know, we haven't been able to get him in 11v11 as such. But I thought he came on a show, one or two nice touches. You know, but like I said, you know, you try and persevere with, you know, the lads that have done well, and you know, you try and give him a fair crack, and but he's here now, he's in the squad, you know, he's competing for places, and you know, hopefully he'll come good.
I thought Charlie Taylor had a very solid game at left back. You pleased with how he's playing well to his permanent role now?
He's playing well. I mean, you know, everybody were a bit, you know, perturbed when Stevie Warnock went, but nobody mentions him now, you know, and I think that's credit to Charlie Taylor. So Charlie's a good player, you know, it was only a matter of time before Charlie got him. And you know, Charlie's the future, and obviously, you know, Stevie's moved on and he's having his career now at Derby. But for Leeds United's point of view, Charlie Taylor's the future.
It's a busy month for you. Are you going to look to freshen it up, or are you going to stick with the core of players that's got you this far?
Well, I think we need some balance on the left-hand side, if I'm honest, and I think that's universal. The opinion's the same, you know, and obviously, you know, you're always looking to add to your firepower. If you're not scoring loads of goals, we've got to look at that. You know, but you know, like I said, I thought they worked hard enough today. I thought we created enough chances to nick something without creating loads. We played better, if I'm honest, but I thought we played okay. And I thought we looked solid enough. And I thought out of the game in general, I thought we deserved something. But you know, there's certain things you can't legislate against.
Is it frustrating for you? Obviously, it's frustrating for you on the sideline. Is it difficult for you to maintain your cool? Will you speak to the referee after that?
Well, what you do is you look through the major incidents of the game, and you know, and you give constructive feedback. That's all you're allowed to do, you know. But obviously, he'll jump in his car and he'll go home, and you know, and he'll forget about it. You know, we've got to dwell on it for next week.
Just finally, Austin, the penalty, particularly in the first half, at the end of the first half, that looked stonewall. Have you had a chance to look back on that?
Well, I mean, I couldn't see from the angle I was, you know, the first one. But apparently Rudy said, it was a blatant penalty, you know, but I'd have to look back at that one, I have to say. So I can't really comment on that one. But the second one, I was right in line with it, or at the back of it, when it was breaking into the box. and he played the ball across the lad and tried to cut across him, and he leant into him, you know, and he sort of fetched him down. Now, you know, if that's Rudy breaking through the centre of the pitch, it's a free kick. So what's the difference? You know, it's a penalty, isn't it?
You pleased with Austin, how he's reacted to us? It must have been a stressful time for him.
I think he's been brilliant. You know, I mean, I'm a big fan of Rudy Austin. He's a great pro. You know, he does it properly. He works hard. You know, and he's doing well again today. You know, I play him out of position on the left and all that, but we're looking for try to get some balance in a 4-4-2 so we can play Billy up there with Morrow. You know, and he did a sterling job. He put a shift in again. It's not his natural position, you know, but it's where we're at this moment in time.
And onwards and upwards for Reading.
I think so, yeah. We've just got to pick it up and go again. You know, we've proved now we can start picking points up away from home. We've picked points up in his last 4 or 5 away games. You know what I mean? We've won away. You know, we've had a couple of draws, or 2 or 3 draws in there. So, you know, we're picking up away from home. So we've got to be upbeat.